Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Alex Oliver, Devin Vinson, Chase T. Hopper, Natalie Mink, Kevin Bradley, Incan Wolf, WW, Bean, Cassidy, Dr. Zombie. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Emma C. for today's submission. May you ride the Acturan Mega Camel for half price.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. He was always going to go from late to very late to not turning up at all. I would happily just design the planet on my own, but he gets so angry if I've looked at the brief beforehand, and by the time he leaves, it's past the deadline! Maybe I could tempt him into the office somehow. Maybe if I put some beef on his chair, would that... Look, I don't have access to beef. Maybe some sort of very strong cologne. I don't have access to very strong cologne. Maybe... What?
David.
What?
David.
What, Trexel, where? What? The door didn't open. The light's not on. Where are you?
David, I'm in a vent.
What?
David.
Oh.
Is she still there, David?
No, what? Hartrow?
Yes.
No! No, she's been gone for the last 52 hours.
Oh, thank goodness. Let me get out of this vent.
Have you been in that vent? Wait, hold on.
Vent yeah, right, unsealed.
Right. Ah!
David, I've been hiding. I ran away, David, and then I forgot why I ran away, and I've been hiding for 2 days in the vents, so...
In the vents or in that vent?
The vents are connected, David. I ran out, and I got into a vent, and
right.
Then I started crawling around, and then I got a little bit sleepy, and then I was asleep for a bit, and then I woke up, and I couldn't remember why I was running away, but I was running from something, don't know what, but it's normally important. Normally I've angered someone, so I just thought, well, I'll keep on going, and then I got lost, and then I got really hot for a bit, and some of the skin came off my hands, but not too much. I just went back a bit, and then it was cold elsewhere, and then eventually I just heard you sort of whispering and chattering, and I just crawled towards the ineptitude, and here I am.
Well, thank you, I suppose, but you're just here in the nick of time. It's almost the end of Monday, and we have a planet to build.
Wonderful! No time lost, then.
Access granted.
Let's get the brief. Let's get the brief.
Okay.
Let's get the brief.
Right.
Initiating.
This one is from Serenar Mouche.
Mm-hmm.
They want a planet to show off money and aesthetic sense, of course.
Of course.
But mostly as a place where absolutely no one will find me if I don't want them to.
Ah, I see.
They absolutely must have a labyrinth made of rivers, mm-hmm. banks lined with densely packed mangrove trees.
Mangrove trees?
Yes.
Interesting. So a place that is... Oh, David, I sense a duality. You know mm-hmm. another duality. Why have one thing when you can have two and then point it and say, look, a duality? So you've got two main elements here.
Right.
Look at me, and also, don't look at me!
Yes.
So we need to cover both of those, David. That's a challenge.
Yes.
You can't just make something shiny. People will look at it. You can't make something that's just, you know, unseeable. No one will look at it.
Okay.
So maybe we could have two planets mm-hmm. circling each other. One planet, so shiny, you can see it. Look, there it is. Look, it's wonderful. The other planet... I can't see. Is there a planet here? I detect the gravity, but I don't know if I can actually see one. And then you've got two planets. And then there'll be some sort of system that keeps them in line you can get from one to the other. It's not important, but the thing is you'll have two planets.
Okay. So I'm just wondering.
Okay, wonder away.
Because I'm looking at the company slogan.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentioning we're planet designers.
Sure.
We've made planets with moons and mm-hmm. troughs and things, but do we actually do two planets? Have there been any famous examples? You know, if Hartra comes back to us and says, oh, you got us to do more than one planet and the build team are very angry, can we cite precedent?
Is there precedent? Ah, could be, the tripod people. There are a race of tripod people. Three legs, David! More than two. And they thought to themselves, well, if most bipeds only have one planet, and we've got three legs, then maybe we need to live on two planets simultaneously.
Okay.
They were a very stupid people, David.
Right.
But that's what they wanted. And we did charge them three times, because as I mentioned, they were very stupid. And so we said, well, that's one planet, and then we build another planet, and then wear and tear and third planet subsidiary charge, and then we just didn't build the third planet, and then there was two planets.
Precedent established.
Okay, do we know anything about Serenamushe? Are they particularly stupid?
No, incredibly intelligent.
Right, so that's...
They will see through that in an instant.
Right.
And in which case, they would probably organise some sort of militia army to come and, you know, kill us all. So
no, then.
Oh, you are right. That would therefore be a no, wouldn't it?
Precedent de-established.
Yes. Well, I mean, they wanted to show off money in an aesthetic sense, of course.
Of course.
But mostly as a place where absolutely no one will find me if I don't want them to.
And coming to think of it, two planets dancing in orbit would attract attention,
yes,
even if one of them was quite low-key. Okay, fine, David. Okay, fine. All right. You've got the poo-poo stick out, and you're poo-pooing my ideas.
No,
fine.
I'm just reading the brief.
How would you do it then, David? You got a planet, it needs to be seen and unseen.
Okay. So they specifically want rivers with densely packed mangroves, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that tells me that they like... rainforests.
Vegetation.
Well, specifically...
Fruit!
Specifically mangroves, this kind of vegetation. So I'm thinking, you know, sort of dense forest and very verdant. But they want somewhere that can show off their aesthetic principles, right? So if we lean into their aesthetic of mangroves and the rainforest, and they want, you know, a network of rivers and things, what if we designed an intricate maze, a beautiful, intricate,
yes,
geometrically perfect network of rivers along this planet...
The secrecy is the opulence.
Yes.
The sheer effort we have gone to disguise the whereabouts of an individual on this planet is in and of itself.
Yes.
The demonstration of wealth and aesthetic prowess.
And they want to show off money, right?
Yes.
So we can do that by building the most expensive planet possible.
Yes.
So charging them a huge amount.
Huge amount.
So that only people with that amount of money can possibly pay for a planet.
Exactly. And people looking at that will think, wow, that is an expensive planet. These people must be pretty expensive. Let's go say hello. Where are they? I'm lost in a forest. I've died.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Price inflation detected. Consultants encouraged.
The best thing about being hidden is people dying whilst trying to find you. I should know that. I've been an event system for a few days, and let me tell you, there's a couple of maintenance operatives that will not be going home to their wives and children.
Families informed.
Did you kill them?
Not important. Now, what we need to do is find a way of getting this planet so intricately and densely, but also beautifully and carefully designed,
uh-huh,
that it will be both an opulence demonstrator and also a person concealer.
Right.
That seems like it's going to take a long time.
Yes, and we do have roughly, let's say, around about 13 minutes left.
Thereabouts.
So, do you have any quick tips for developing a geometric thing?
Maths.
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 You can find on Imogen, I'm sure.
Okay.
Some sort of random number generator.
Wait, yes, there was. Oh, I was looking in Imogen.
You were looking on Imogen again. You know how I feel about it when you do research on Imogen while I'm not in it. Give you ideas above your station in the... Any ideas?
Would you like me to give you one of those ideas?
Oh, let me think about it. Okay, it would be nice because it would help us and we need to do it. Otherwise, you know, we'd be in trouble, of course, and you might die. That's not so much of a bad thing. But then also, I do hate it when you think. Okay, fine, yes. Right.
Earth Design History Fact File.
So, I was looking on Imogen, some of the historical records.
Okay.
And I did find records of this thing they had a long time ago called a... Spirograph?
A spirograph?
Yes, it's sort of like a plastic frame.
Yes.
And you put a writing implement in it and kind of whirl it round and it makes all sorts of really, really intricate patterns.
Like a graph friend?
Sure, yes.
Yes, I had one as a child.
Okay.
Have a friendly graph friend,
friend.
Because you don't have other friends.
Friend.
Do. You've been locked in a room
friend
with some paper and a
friend.
Pen.
No.
Ooh. So if you've got paper and pen,
friend,
you need graph friend.
Friend.
You got it in the end.
Okay.
I had one. Yes, and they make wonderful intricate shapes, but, you know, without any actual skill.
Exactly.
Which is my ideal form of toy.
So do you have one on you?
I might have my childhood graph friend in my satchel? Yes, hang on, let me just get it out. This is Percy, and I want you to be very careful with Percy.
I'm going to put Percy in the tube.
I'm sorry, what now?
Well, he needs to go to the build team.
I'm sorry, you're going to put Percy in a tube?
Well, the point is, we
Percy was all I had for years, David.
Okay.
At one point, I was put in a separate house to my parents. They said, we can't have you underfoot, and we have many houses. Go live in another one. I thought there would be staff, David. You'd think there would be staff. I was 9. There wasn't staff, David. There was just a big pile of meat. And a fork. And a note that says, prove yourself. And Percy got me through some tough times.
Well, I'm only 3 weeks old and I haven't had a pile of meat or a fork. So.
Sadness detected. Security alerted.
Oh, I see. Now I'm a complaints department. Oh, hang on. Let me just put on my complaints hat and put on my complaints moustache and put down Percy the complaints friend. What complaints do you have, David? You're warm. You're happy.
Yep.
You're looking. And you. I can see you reaching for Percy, David. Don't reach for Percy while I'm ranting.
I was just thinking really hard about things I'm complaining about. One of them is that there are no pictures on the walls. Look up at the walls. Look at all the walls.
There are so many walls.
Yes, see, and they're all very, very, very blank. And,
so blank. Maybe we should put something on the wall.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I can just scroll on things. What were we talking about? Where am I? Who are you?
Oh, no.
Gosh, yes. So we need to find some sort of graph. Do you have a graph, friend?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh,
here it is.
You have one on you?
Yes.
Oh, what? That looks like mine.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Oh, this one's called Henry.
Oh, Henry.
Henry, yes.
I'll maybe introduce him to Percy one day.
All right. Well, not today.
No. Okay.
He needs to go. Henry needs to go on a holiday to the build team.
Henry's going on a holiday.
So the build team can use him to make our planet.
Bye-bye, Henry.
Bye, Henry.
Bye, Henry.
Okay, I'm just going to put it in the package. There we go.
Henry's my friend.
Okay. No, Henry's my friend. Okay. Percy's your friend.
I'll say hello. You know, I'm going to go home today and I'm going to say hello to Percy. It's going to make me so happy.
Oh, that's good. Do you know, Trexel, because I really want you to be happy because you really deserve it, especially
Thank
because
you.
Of the way you treat me
Thank
with
you,
such
David.
Respect.
I'm so glad you recognise that,
Good.
David.
Well, I'm recognising that and I'm very happy that you're going to go home to your nice house and play with Percy. Anyway, what were we saying?
So we've got a way of developing a nice,
yes.
complicated geometric pattern.
Right.
It will be very difficult to navigate from the ground. Now, we do need to avoid cheaters, David. And we're going to get onto the opulence in a moment, but I've just had a thought. You're in a spaceship approaching a planet.
Yeah.
A maze on the ground. You can see the middle. Why not fly to the middle? So how do we stop it from being just something, you know, like a standard workaday hedge maze where you can just plow your spaceship over the top?
Well, first one. Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, what if the maze had no middle?
No middle?
Well, it's a ball. We're going to put on a sphere.
Right.
A sphere hasn't got a centre, except for, the core, but on the surface, there's no middle because there's no end. So that means that the maze is effectively infinite.
An infinite and endless maze.
Yes, and they want mangroves.
Yes.
So we can have mangroves that hang over so densely that
they cover.
Yes.
They cover the foliage it covers.
So you can't see where they are. You might be able to see the maze. You have to be able to see the maze because otherwise you won't be able to see how opulent it is from space. But if we have them covering so you can't see where Serena Moucher is, then they can accurately hide.
Of course. And obviously, another tick in the opulence box, the mangrove, very ancient plant, David.
Right.
We have to synthesize every single one because they went extinct so quickly.
Right. Okay.
So that's going to, in and of itself, people are going to look at that planet and think, wow, that's a lot of extinct plants. That money could probably have been better spent on, you know, humanitarian efforts or, you know, alien humanitarian efforts. What would the phrase be for that?
I don't know.
That sounds racist.
Clonanitarian would be what
I'd
say.
I don't think we would have those. No, I'm going to say humanitarian and I'm going to get letters, David. I'm going to get letters, but I'm going to stand by it.
What,
it's my right to ignore the basic phraseology for other species.
Letters from the build team?
Yes, they get very cross about things like that.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, so they're going to have the mangroves and that's going to demonstrate it. Okay, well, that's the first level of opulence and it also takes care of the problem of people seeing in. So, right, now we need to get into the real meat of the matter, David, which is that this maze is made of rivers.
Yes.
So mangroves, if I remember correctly, grow directly out of the water. So as a base planet, just need a water ball, David.
Oh.
Nice. Simple. We can overcharge for it massively because you don't write down just a water ball. You say, oh, well, it's an aqueous job, and that obviously causes wear and tear. We've got to have waterproof boots. You know, all of the mangroves have to be waterproof. David, mangroves like being in the water, but they don't know that. We just pretend it has to be a special mangrove, and you can add on loads of extra cost for that. So that's all good stuff, David. That's all really good stuff.
Okay.
What are they going to navigate these rivers on?
Gondolas.
Gondolas?
Yes, gondolas.
Are they going to have gondoliers on these gondolas, or is there going to be gondolas gondoliers?
Robondoliers.
Robondoliers! Ah! Come on, my gondola. I don't need a gondolier. I have a robondolier.
Yes.
Will each robondolier be a distinct robondolier? Perhaps a cast of characters?
Mm.
Ah, see, Roberto, the ex-baker. He once made the bread rise, but now he wakes with the rising sun and takes you on your way. Ah, look, it is poor Louise. He came here as a merchant labourer, but the great bread famine came along. Roberto also got caught in that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's perhaps become a robondolier. And you could just build a story. And obviously those stories will take writing, and that writing stuff will cost money, and we can charge huge amounts for it.
Yes, and each cast member can have an incredibly lavish costume.
Yes.
They can have custom gondoliers. So
the gondoliers can be made of gold.
Yes.
Goldoliers.
Robondoliers
on gondoliers.
Roboldoliers.
Roboldoliers? What do we call
it? Golden robot gondoliers.
Yes, golden robot gondoliers.
Right. So each of them are incredibly customised.
Yes.
They're completely made of gold.
Exactly.
They will engage you in interesting conversation.
They'll reset you before you get there.
Yes.
They'll look at how the traffic was and say,
okay.
Oh, that looked tricky.
Yes.
Perhaps you would like to buy some bread. I used to be a baker.
Wait, Trexel.
Yes.
How?
How do you mean how?
Well, how? How are they going to research you? How are they going to know where you've come from? How are they going to have custom dialogue so that they can specifically engage with each individual guest and their
David.
Unique experiences?
David. The answer is simple.
Right.
Computers.
Computers?
Yes.
Right. What is a computer going to do here?
Compute.
Right.
Look things up. Check things. Work things out.
Okay.
Make it so.
You've
used a computer, haven't you?
Imogen, yes.
Do you know how it works?
No, but
you still used it?
Well,
and it still works?
Yes.
My point is made.
No, but I've never actually had
no,
to...
I've no, I've made the point.
But, no, but we are... Okay, we're not using...
That?
No,
it's
no,
a point.
Yes.
I made that.
Yeah, but... No, but
I laid that point,
Egg. Yes, but we're not using the computers. We are designing the computers.
Ow, I've just cut myself on this pointy thing I made.
Yes, but, well, no. But see, the problem is...
Okay, go on.
We haven't made... the point. And we need to make the point if the point in this specific thing is a computer. We haven't made a computer, but we need to actually make a computer. So if we were designing Imogen, we may have had to do more than say Imogen looks things up.
Hmm.
Because
you make a very good point, David. You are also a point maker of sorts.
Yes.
Okay, well, in which case, David, I'm going to direct you to Imogen. Put Imogen in every single one of the robots. Just copy everything, put it in. Write that down.
Okay.
Put Imogen in all of them.
I'm just checking.
Imogen
is yeah.
an enormous database of
yes.
all the information of the company.
So,
just pop it
yeah.
right in.
So this
pop
is,
it into
that's
each
the
one.
Question I'm, no, the question I'm going to
pop
be asking,
it in.
Can we, should we do this?
I'm going to have a think, yes. Pop it into every single robot. Then that robot's not only going to know,
yes.
you know, where have you been, how was the weather, because obviously Imogen has eyes everywhere. Just link it up.
Okay.
It'll also be able to offer points on the finer details of planet design. Everyone loves that.
Right. So we're going to have a planet...
staffed by robots, each one with the power of one of the most powerful computers in the known universe.
Okay.
That's opulent.
That's
going to be pricey.
Yes, that is opulent.
Whack it on.
Okay.
Imogen duplication process beginning. 47 million yottabytes remaining. Estimated time of download, 256,512 years, 10 days and 21 seconds. Would you like some music while you wait?
Shall I put it in as an optional extra? So we can offer it to the client?
Call it a luxury design choice.
Okay. Right, yes, Imogen, luxury design choice.
Exactly. And then what are you going to resist?
We can also make it exorbitantly expensive.
Well, of course, all of this is going to be exorbitantly expensive.
Yes, but then what we can do is use that money to build a separate, dumber Imogen and then put that in all of the gondolas.
Imogen duplication process ceased.
David, you sly horse.
Yes.
I hear your deceitful hooves clopping down the alleyway of knowledge.
Clippy-cloppy.
Easy now, get off my carpet.
Okay, yep, no.
Anything else in the brief that we haven't got to yet? Because we're pretty much running out of time.
Right, well, oh yes. Okay, show off money and aesthetic sense, of course. We've got that. Mostly a space where absolutely no one will find me if I don't want them to.
Yes.
You can have that. Labyrinth made of rivers, that's basically the thing. Banks
yep.
lined with densely packed mangrove trees. No, bish, bash, bosh, I think we've done it!
Okay, well, that's wonderful. And
okay.
You're pretty sure that... Hartra's going to have no problems with this, because I am. But obviously, David, we have established thus far that when it comes to thinking, Drexel doesn't always have the best egg.
Yes, I think that Hartra will be happy with this one.
And you're committing to that, David, because I will bring this up in the review. If she comes in here and she says, why did you
would you like to submit
every single one of these robots?
Submitted.
Oh, it's gone now.
Oh, it's gone now.
Yes.
Oh. David, you're becoming more reckless. I like it.
What? No.
Just submitting a brief when I'm still talking about it. David, you know, not too long ago, I would have been furious about that. I'd have turned to you and said, you foam-hearted pilchard. You barrel of hot axes. How dare you?
Now I say,
thank you.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Thank you for taking the initiative, David.
Yes, the initiative.
Like a kindly window, taking out the hot air, letting in the cool.
Right.
Obviously, you're on a space station, David, so if you open a window, it'll take out all of the air and let in the killy vacuum. So don't do that, but...
Okay.
The point stands.
Right. Well, that's today, and the breath of work has fallen out of the window.
David, are you trying to do metaphors again? What have I told you?
And
metaphors
now,
are for Trexil.
Tomorrow...
Sitting quietly is for David.
We're going to work.
We're going to work, David.
We're going to work on time.
Sure.
Okay. Bye.
Vent unsealed.
I'm going to call back into the vent, David, because...
No, why are you... No.
Because I think it's very important that no one see.
But...
I'm just calling into the vent now, David.
You could leave by the door. No, but... Just,
David, screw the vent back. Close.
Yes, Traxel.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, see you tomorrow, Traxel. Bye.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.